You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and RNIB are celebrating a significant milestone in the provision of practical and emotional support for newly diagnosed people with sight loss, with the appointment of its 100th Eye Clinic Liaison Officer, also known as ECLOS. And I'm delighted to say that she's joining me now. Renu Walia, thank you very much for joining me. So congratulations on becoming RNIB's 100th ECLO. What are you most looking forward to?
I'm most looking forward to obviously supporting patients and individuals who experience sight loss when they come into clinics and they receive their diagnosis. And obviously they will need some sort of support, be it emotional, practical, of that level. And just being able to support them, it's kind of a new journey for them of that experience of sight loss. So just to be there for them, to support them, obviously be as person-centric as I can be, as well as give them an idea of my personal experience and my journey as well, so that they feel that they're not alone.
Because you yourself have experience of sight loss. Is that something that made you want to become an ECLO, to be able to use that personal experience from your journey to be able to help better understand what other people might be going through?
Absolutely, that has played a part. I got my diagnosis for my eye condition, which is a rare genetic condition called achromatopsia, about 3 years ago in 2019. And I had it all my life. So I actually was born with the condition and experienced so many challenges throughout my life, which each time I overcame and grew stronger and stronger. And I actually didn't know my career path. And it's only since my diagnosis, I realized that I want to be out there to support others who have either been going through a similar experience as mine, or, you know, will go through an sight loss experience possibly, and just be able to support them. Because I had an ECLO support and they were fantastic. There was a couple of experiences I had with consultants in clinic. I actually got an incorrect diagnosis and that left me feeling very, very emotional. But the ECLO supported me through that. And it was something that I started to take interest in, but I never thought I'd become one. Only until from 2020, actually, the role kind of grew on me and I sort of grabbed it with both hands and I was pretty adamant that I wanted to get into the ECLO role.
So for anybody who's not aware or maybe hasn't heard of an ECLO, can you just give us a little breakdown on what they're there to do?
So an ECLO, or the full form of Eye Clinic Liaison Officer, is to support individuals experiencing sight loss, be it from childhood or having experience later in life, any part of their life having experienced sight loss. And an ECLO would support them through emotional, practical, physical support. They'll get them in contact with services that they may not be aware of, such as the local sensory impairment team. They could support them with getting a low vision aid appointment. They could support them with sight loss charities and other charities if they have other needs as well. They support with getting them benefits that they're entitled to. Also, the legal side of, so obviously blind and partial sight people are covered under the Equality Act, so we can make them aware of that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a wide, varying job, an ECLO. I mean, independent living, return to work, benefits, like you say, and the legal side of it. It's a really broad spectrum, isn't it? Being diagnosed with sight loss affects every aspect of your life, doesn't it? So it's important to be able to support patients throughout the whole. It's not just the emotional support, but it's having that multifaceted approach to be able to support in every aspect.
Absolutely. A quick sort of example would be, so when a patient does come to me, it's kind of also trying to identify what they need at that time. And, you know, kind of identifying that need and then following it through and supporting them with that need at the time. And then also, you know, it's like a bit of a step-by-step. Okay, at this time, I identify that you, this is your need. Let's work on this. And then next, once that is followed through and it's up and running, and then move on to the next sort of phase. I mean, somebody could be obviously having just experienced sight loss, so they can't see their phone. But that might not be the priority. Their priority might be benefits. So it's just understanding what is that their need at that time and then, you know, doing a step-by-step approach. And then obviously, you kind of made them aware that you're there for them. And if at a later date, you know, they want to come back to you, they know that this person's supporting me and I can go to them and they can support me with the next steps that I would want to go through.
Like, it's like you say, it's like the step-by-step process rather than just it being, you know, really full-on and overwhelming. Are you there to sort of help through that process and, like you say, break it down into manageable chunks almost?
Absolutely, yes, it is. When I first started, I liked to obviously support everybody and give them everything they needed. And it's kind of a realisation, well, actually, you know what, let's just work, concentrate on what they actually need at that very time, because you know that you're going to be there for that person for a long time to come. You know, I've chosen now the career path I want to be in for a long time. So therefore, it's like, you're going to be there. So there's no rush. Don't overwhelm the individual, because they can get overwhelmed with, if you're saying, oh, you can get this. But even though you're benefiting them, it's still quite overwhelming for them.
Is that something that appealed to you in the job of becoming an ECLO? Is the fact that you are in it for the long haul and you'll be able to sort of support these people for many years to come?
Absolutely. I have always kind of, throughout my challenges of sort of being in work, sort of struggled to understand what career I wanted to go into. And I was in admin for about 12 years, but with a challenge of working out what's the best sort of screen and monitor, but then overcoming each time, making adjustments myself. So always making adjustments for myself throughout my work life. And then sort of realizing, actually, you know what? I really want to support other people who struggle with a visual impairment to be able to make sure that they get into work as well. So it's just so many areas that you can cover as an ECLO. So it's like, it's definitely a career that I would want to stay in for the long term now, without having found something that I'm really passionate about doing.
I can really hear the passion in your voice. You obviously have this real passion and real drive to make a difference in people's lives. What's your favourite thing about being an ECLO then?
Oh, that's a difficult one. There's so much. It's building relationships, agencies, organisations, you know, who I'll be working with, promoting myself out as an ECLO. I'm here, you know, to support. Please do reach out to me. I believe that if you build a solid foundation, and there, from that you can carry on, continue to build up and up and up and up, and have a firm, you know, sort of grounding. So for me, the most enjoyable part has been building those relationships with fellow colleagues within the sector and within the sort of the hospital and the clinical teams. And then from there, you can support the patients, because you know, okay, you've got that solid foundation with everybody. You know where everybody is. They know where you are. And then I can sort of work with the patient more solidly, if you understand what I mean. Mm-hmm,
absolutely. Well, listen, Renu, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations again on being appointed the 100th RNIB ECLO. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No worries. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for everyone for all the support.